The building of a person's self-concept can be compared to building a three-legged table. Such a table will stand only when all three supports are strong. If any one of the legs is weak, the table will wobble and rock. If a leg is missing, goodbye table. Our children's three-legged table of self-concept is built through the implied messages we give. These messages either build them up and allow them to succeed by themselves, or add to childhood discouragement and reduce self-esteem. Unfortunately, many of the really powerful messages we send to our children have negative covert meanings. We may mean well, but the words we use and the way we phrase them are received by the children as something totally different from what we meant to say. This is one of the severe tragedies of parent-child relationships. For example, a simple question like, "What are you doing that for?" packs a double meaning. The overt message seems like a simple question. However, what our child hears underneath is, "You're not very competent." When we say, "If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times," the implication is, "You're pretty dumb and your neurons work sluggishly." Such implied messages are put-downs, the kind of messages that would make us fighting mad. We can lace these messages with as much syrup as the human voice is capable of carrying. "Now, honey, you're not going without your coat today, are you?" But the implied message still shines through. Namely, "You're not smart enough to know whether or not your own body is hot or cold." The ultimate implied message says, "I'm bigger than you are, I'm more powerful than you are, I have more authority, and I can make you do things." Whenever we order our children to shut up, stop arguing, or turn off the television, we're sending a message that slashes into their self-concept.